This morning on WCHL, Harrington Bank is being bought out in a $22.5 million deal.
They're over 15 times our size with well over 15 times our resources.
Officials say North Carolina is ahead of schedule in paying off its debt to the federal government.
Almost $100 million ahead of expectation.
And a record number of North Carolinians will hit the roads this year during the holiday season.
With the improving economy, people are less concerned about what they're paying at the pump.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the Tar Heels fell to the Texas Longhorns last night, 86-83. And the Dean Smith Center, with poor foul shooting, doomed Carolina. And
it was a Wednesday to remember and forget.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL, a little on the chilly side this morning. We expect partly sunny skies today, or sunny skies all day. Not a day in the upper 50s. Not partly sunny, all sunny. Really nice day and a little warmer than yesterday as well. Chapel Hill-based Community First Financial Corporation, parent of Harrington Bank, is being bought out by BNC Bank Corp in a $22.5 million deal. Larry Lozer, president and CEO of Harrington Bank, spoke to WCHL's Rand Northam following the announcement on Wednesday morning.
Harrington Bank will become part of a much larger organization. They're over 15 times our size with well over 15 times our resources. And that's really what's driving this merger.
BNC Bank Corp is also acquiring Albemarle-based South Street Financial Corporation, parent of Home Savings Bank, for $23 million. Based out of High Point, BNC Bank Corp is a parent of company of Bank of North Carolina.
It will be a good thing for everyone involved. It will be good for our customers because our organization will be much larger and have greater resources, more products. For instance, Bank of North Carolina offers some services that we do not. They offer trust services and brokerage and insurance.
The deals are expected to close in the second quarter of 2014. BNC will inherit seven additional branches as part of the transactions. As far as Lozer's role with the company when the merger is finalized, he offered this.
I'm hoping that there will be a role in the combined organization that will be attractive both from my point of view and theirs. That will be one of many questions that gets answered over the course of 2014.
Harrington Bank has about $228 million in assets in Chapel Hill with three branches. North Carolina Department of Commerce officials say the state is ahead of schedule in paying off its debt to the federal government.
It's been a good year in terms of paying off the debt. We're almost $100 million ahead of expectation.
That is Division of Employment Security Assistant Secretary Dale Falwell.
And the reason your listeners should care about that is that as long as this debt's outstanding, employers in North Carolina or future employers who are thinking about coming here have to pay a higher federal unemployment tax.
Following the recessions of 2001 and 2008, North Carolina borrowed heavily from the federal government to pay state unemployment benefits. By January this year, the resulting debt had reached $2.5 billion, third highest in the nation behind only New York and California. Governor Pat McCrory made paying off the debt a priority, and researchers estimated that the debt would be reduced to about $2 billion by the end of the year, but Falwell says it's now even less than that, about $1.87 billion. The focus on debt reduction came at the expense of other programs, but Falwell says the debt puts North Carolina at a competitive disadvantage when it comes to attracting new businesses or retaining existing ones, so paying it off is important, and it's equally important to prevent it from happening again.
Paying off the debt, we can't stop there. We have to build a surplus so that no one ever gets in this situation again.
If the latest projections hold, the state will pay out the debt in full by November of 2015. WCHL News Time, 610. More news in just a moment.
The hottest holiday gifts this year are right here at Diamonds Direct. Straight from our own diamond cutters and straight from the fashion runways, we have the jewelry that women love. What's hot this year? Dazzling diamond earrings, rose gold jewelry, wide fashion bands, mocha diamonds, stackable bangles, and all new pearl jewelry with diamond accents. We've partnered with the world's top designers to offer a stunning selection of new fashion jewelry this season, including all new gemstone pieces in the most vivid colors you've ever seen. Tanzanite, moonlights, sapphires, and rubies. And when it comes to dazzling precious diamonds, we are proud to offer our largest selection ever. Engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, bracelets, eternity bands, all at the guaranteed best prices in America. Plus, all new for the season, we now offer affordable financing plans up to 48 months. And as always, free gift wrapping. It's all here. Best selection, best prices, and the expert guidance you need. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Orange County residents can recycle cups, tubs, buckets, and other rigid plastics that aren't bottles using the purple dumpsters at any of the county's five convenience centers. Plastic lawn chairs, planters, and toys without metal axles or batteries can also go inside these special collection dumpsters. For more details, please call 919-968-2788 and remember to recycle all you can.
Lloyd Tire at 730 Hillsborough Street, a title sponsor of the Continental Tire Big Apple Basketball Giveaway, has served Chapel Hill and Carrboro since 1984. Lloyd Tire carries Continental and most other major brands and is more than just tires. Lloyd offers all major automotive service and repairs and prides itself on the integrity of its business and employees, including three military veterans. You will get an honest appraisal and estimate at the most competitive prices. Stop by Lloyd Tire in Alignment at 730 Hillsborough Street, serving Chapel Hill and Carrboro for 30 years.
A record 2.8 million North Carolinians will travel 50 miles or more for the Christmas and New Year's holidays. That's according to AAA Carolinas. Angela Daly of AAA says that's an increase of 48,500 total travelers compared to last year.
Well, the increase is actually only about 1.7%, so it's not a significant increase. But we have seen very slow and steady increases since the recession. With Christmas and New Year's holiday, we never really saw a huge drop-off due to the recession.
Daly says that more than 90% of travelers plan to drive to their destination. And good news for everyone, gas prices haven't gone up. North Carolina gas prices currently average $3.23 per gallon, the same price as a year ago. Motorists can find the cheapest gasoline in North Carolina in High Point at $3.18 a gallon and the most expensive gas in Boone at $3.30. South Carolina offers lower prices with $3.07 a gallon, Tennessee with $3.06 a gallon, Virginia with $3.15, and Georgia with $3.17.
I do think that with the improving economy, people are less concerned about what they're paying at the pump. And for the majority of this year, we've been paying less than we were on the same calendar date a year ago.
The 12-day Christmas and New Year's travel holiday is defined as Saturday, December 21st through Wednesday, January 1st, which is one day longer than the travel period last year. The year-end holiday ranges from 10 to 13 days, and volume often increases relative to length. Lawrence Lovett Jr., the man found guilty in 2011 for killing then-UNC student body president Eve Carson, pled not guilty on Wednesday in the murder case of a Duke University graduate student who was shot to death nearly 6 years ago. A Durham Superior Court judge set Lovett's trial date for July 14th in the murder case of Abhijit Mahato, according to WRAL. Lovett, 23 years old now, was charged with first-degree murder in the January 18th, 2008 crime. Mahato, 29, of India, was found dead inside his apartment in Durham from a single gunshot wound fired at point-blank range to his forehead. Judge James Harden also ruled against motions to relocate the trial to the North Carolina coast or to bring potential jurors from Wilmington and Elizabeth City to Durham. Defense attorneys argued these measures were necessary to ensure a fair trial. Lovett's attorneys asked for a change of venue due to the extensive news coverage of both the Mahato and especially the Eve Carson murder cases. The two murders occurred within 2 months of each other. An Orange County jury found Lovett guilty of the murder of Eve Carson in December of 2011. He's already serving a life sentence in prison on that conviction. The Chapel Hill Carrboro School Board will discuss state-mandated changes to teacher tenure when the board meets tonight. Under a new law approved by the General Assembly, teachers across North Carolina will lose job protections that have been in place for 40 years. Supporters say the new rules will make it easier for school systems to dismiss underperforming teachers, but opponents worry it will drive more educators out of the state or into other fields. The law does away with teacher tenure by 2018. Instead, teachers will be offered renewable contracts. In the next few months, district leaders must identify the top 25% of local teachers who will then be offered 4-year contracts with an annual bonus in return for giving up tenure. Imagine what a great inspirational message that will send to the 75% who are not chosen. Administrators and board members will discuss how to comply with the new rules and how the changes will impact the district's long-range planning goals. The school board meets at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Middle Road. And that meeting is coming up tonight. WCHL News Time is 6:16. WCHL Championship Sports in just a few minutes. Let's check traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report this morning is brought to you by your friends at Elmo's Diner. Elmo's Diner, the fun never stops with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carr Mill in Carborough. Well, not a lot happening as far as the roadways are concerned this morning. Not much traffic out there so far because it's so early. The situation will certainly change a little bit later on when it does. Rand Northam not here today, but Rachel Nash filling in the newsroom. You will be hearing from her with reports on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. So she'll keep you posted on all of that. Right now, everything is moving along well. Shouldn't have any frost out there. Shouldn't have any problems to encounter this morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by your friends at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Cruisers, always with that wonderful fresh brewed coffee served fast. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Sunny today, high today in the upper 50s. Tonight, not as cool, mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with highs in the middle 60s and some strong winds tomorrow, gust up to 25 miles per hour late in the day. Friday night, not as cool, partly cloudy, and then becoming mostly cloudy after midnight. Our low about 48 degrees, which is kind of mild, really. Then on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 70s. Saturday night, we'll have a 20% chance of showers after midnight and the lows in the upper 50s. And then on Sunday, that's probably going to be a rainy day if we have one. Cloudy skies all day on Sunday, with a chance of showers even in the morning, a chance for showers and maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high about 75, 30% chance of rain. That will increase, however, to a 60% chance of rain on Sunday night and a 50-50 chance on Monday. So raining toward the end of your weekend. Between now and then, really not so bad, kind of mild weather. 6:18 at WCHL. A lot of sports this morning, so let's get right to it. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. I'm Ron Stutz. The number 14-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels fell to the Texas Longhorns last night, 86-83, thanks in large part to atrocious foul shooting and the Dean Smith Center. UNC slid to 7-3 on the season. Texas improved to 10-1. Marcus Page led the Tar Heels in scoring with 20 points. Isaiah Taylor was tops for the Longhorns with 16. Fifth-year senior Leslie McDonald returned to action after having been cleared by the NCAA just a few hours before the contest, and he was pretty strong last night. He had 4 3-pointers. That's what the Tar Heels needed in his 14-point effort. But the story of the game was all the missed free throws by Carolina. Shockingly, UNC missed 23 foul shots in this contest, shooting 24 for 47 at the line. A lot of fouls called in this game, and if Carolina had just hit a decent percentage at the free throw line, it would have won this game going away. Page, as usual, was a bright spot for Carolina with shots like this one with 14-10 to go in the first half.
To go first half, Carolina down 5. Page, boy, a nice behind-the-back dribble for 3! Ho-ho! He left a Texas pair of shorts on the floor and then drilled the 3.
That was Jones Angel of the Tar Heel Sports Network with the call. Page was at it again with this 3-pointer in the waning minutes of the half.
40-31, Page had made both free throws on the other end. Page will try and answer with a 3, and he knocks it down from straight away. Page with 11.
Despite Page's fine play, Carolina trailed 53-42 at the half and lost Joel James with a right knee injury very early in the night. The second half was full of excitement with second and third chance points and loose balls flying around on both sides of the court. McDonald hit this 3 on a transition play to ignite the crowd.
If you want to really know how.
And again, Leslie McDonald.
Holland will drive. Shot bothered by McAdoo. McAdoo also tips the loose ball to Page. Page a little shaken up as he hustles front court. McDonald, transition 3. Got it.
Ultimately, Texas's clutch shooting coupled with Carolina's poor free throw shooting was the difference. Texas escaped with an 86-83 victory when Marcus Page's last-ditch effort rimmed out.
Page, middle of the floor to McDonald. McDonald to Page for three, and the tie rims out. Texas hangs on for the three-point win.
After the game, head coach Roy Williams said he was disturbed with the play of his team, and as a result, Tar Heels will be holding a special 5 a.m. practice today. They should be practicing right now. But that's only because it's against the NCAA rules to practice any sooner.
If you want to really know how ticked off I am, I told them we would practice at midnight tonight. And then I told them I better check the NCAA rules, so we cannot practice at midnight tonight. We cannot practice till 5 a.m., and everybody's asked we'll be in here at 5 a.m. this morning.
Wow. Before the post-game press conference, Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham released a statement saying the decision on P.J. Hairston's future with the team will be known by the end of the week. You can read the full game recap and follow all the latest in Carolina basketball on our website, chapelboro.com. Oh, boy, as I mentioned before, Tar Heel men's basketball team got good news yesterday when Leslie McDonald was ruled eligible to play, and that was a big news. And Leslie returned, as we said, scored 14 points last night, and actually contributed a lot to the Tar Heel game, but not enough to win. Freshman Stephanie Mugabunga had 20 points and 12 rebounds to power number 14 North Carolina's women's basketball team to a 74-66 win. It was a good win, too, over number 10 South Carolina last night. That win improved Carolina to 10-2 on the year and handed USC its first loss of the season. Gamecocks now 9-1. Diamond Shields had a solid game, adding 17 points. Zylina McDaniel posted 14 for the Tar Heels. South Carolina struggled to keep up with a high-powered Tar Heels last night at the Myrtle Beach Convention Center. During the game, South Carolina's coaches joined UNC coaches in wearing orange ribbons to support Sylvia Hatchell's fight against cancer. Next up for the Tar Heels will be a return home to play High Point at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in Carmichael Arena. So mixed results for Carolina basketball last night. Carolina men lost, really tough loss last night to Texas. And then the Carolina women won. And they were playing at about the same time. So good news for the men, or good news for the women, bad news for the men. 6:23 at WCHL. That's the look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ryan Stutz.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
Shop for your loved ones locally this year with Great Outdoor Provision Company's Holiday Gift Guide. This year, we're stocking ultra-tough Yeti coolers, the perfect gift for a hardcore angler or die-hard tailgater looking to take their game to the next level. Put them in your car, on your kayak, or even a paddleboard. These ultra-UV-resistant coolers will stand up to any challenge on the journey ahead. Find out more about Yeti coolers and other great selections in our complete holiday gift guide at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Paws Forever is the only guaranteed adoption animal sanctuary in Orange County, meaning that our animals are with us until they find a forever home, whether that takes 2 weeks or 10 years. Plus, our dogs enjoy regular exercise and weekly training classes on our beautiful 50-acre property. Our cats, who live in communal rooms rather than cages, keep their minds and bodies stimulated with toys that rotate weekly. Please consider a donation to Paws Forever this holiday season. Learn more at pawsforever.org. Thank you, WCHL, for your support.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Coming up, we'll take another quick look at the weather in just a few minutes and more local news at the bottom of the hour. It's 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Charles Osgood. On the one hand, the policymakers at the Federal Reserve yesterday didn't want to upset Wall Street by suddenly withdrawing cold turkey, the quantitative easing economic stimulant the markets have become sort of addicted to. On the other hand, they knew that they couldn't keep shelling out $85 billion worth for bonds every single month forever. So what Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke announced after their meeting was cutting back a little bit, if you can call $10 billion a little bit, in January, and taper the medication, so to speak, to only $75 billion worth, the economy being better but still sick, or as Bernanke put it,
the job market has continued to improve with the unemployment rate having declined further. At the same time, the recovery clearly remains far from complete.
More after this.
There's an old saying, expect the unexpected. Wise words, like suddenly remembering you left your garage door open when you're halfway to work. With a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you can use your smartphone or computer to control your garage door from anywhere, anytime. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. So be prepared for the unexpected. Learn more and find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com.
Some of our members are small business owners, and they know the secret to success is usually just that, a secret. So we built American Express Open Forum, an online community that helps our members connect and share ideas to make smart business decisions. We built this for our members, but we made it open for everyone. Connect at openforum.com. This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
The Dow Jones average and the S&P 500 both closed at record highs yesterday. That's a relief, says CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
A lot of people thought that if we saw a taper, that that would mean that the stock market would go down. But many investors are really operating on the idea that the taper would happen, that we would see a reduction in those bond purchases, and that, in fact, that was a good thing. It meant that the economy was strengthening, and that long-term would be good enough for the stock market.
Long-term, of course, won't be on Chairman Bernanke's shift. He's stepping down at the end of next month. But looking into his own crystal ball, here's what he expects will be seen.
My expectation is for similar moderate steps going forward throughout most of 2014.
As in the three bears, not too much or too little, too hot or too cold, but just right. So Bernanke exclaims as he rides out of sight. Happy Christmas to all. Let's hope that he's right. The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, this is Crystal Fisher with Weaver Street Realty. I've been in the real estate game almost a decade, but on the far side of things in the nonprofit sector. And starting in August, I was very happy to join the family at Weaver Street Realty. They are an eclectic group of folks, and I think my personality certainly fits. But I really appreciate the fact they're local. They have such an appreciation for their community, staunch supporters of several community efforts. All of them seem to have a great background connected to this community. But going beyond that, they really kind of look out for their buyers and sellers and make sure that they're not just serving the need of selling real estate.
What about you, Crystal? Why should people do business with you?
I am really excited to join Weaver Street Realty because I think that caring notion, that connectivity that I always want to develop with a client is par for the course. Having a nonprofit background, I do look to make sure that folks are taking the right steps at the right pace. I've always been a social butterfly. I really enjoy just getting to know people, getting to know what makes them tick, what they're looking for, and try to put that puzzle together by finding just the right place or just the right buyer for their place. So you're really developing relationships.
If somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
It's real simple. It's Crystal at WeaverStreetRealty.com. You can also always stop in our office. I love being right there on Main Street. We have folks sometimes just come through, so stop in, say hi to us.
Interesting that Weaver Street Realty is not on Weaver Street.
I love the irony. And having years ago worked for Weaver Street Market, that's been a real fun challenge whenever I answer the phone.
I'll bet it is.
That's right. And it's been really joyful to tie together the past and my future. I'm here for you.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning. It's half off. Custom specialty rug cleaning available now. Choose between $200 worth of cleaning a specialty rug, such as Turkish, Oriental, or Persian, for only $100, or $500 worth of specialty rug cleaning for only $250. When it comes to cleaning specialty rugs, you want to be sure that a true expert is taking care of it. It's half off from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
It is 6:30 and time for your Chapel Hill Carpenter weather, brought to you by Fat Urgent Care. Doctor's office closed. Illness and injuries don't take a vacation. Neither does FastMed, located on East Franklin Street next to the Sienna Hotel, open 365 days a year. FastMed Urgent Care has you covered from A to X-ray. It is sunny today. High today in the upper 50s. Really nice weather today. Tonight, not as cool. Mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s and the rain coming late in the weekend.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. A trip to Target on Black Friday may have really cost you. Identity thieves hit customers who paid by credit or debit card, says the Wall Street Journal's Robin Seidel.
At least 40,000 terminals were affected. And if you think about all the people who were swiping their cards on Black Friday and beyond, that could potentially be millions of customers.
Target says 40 million accounts may have been compromised. Information law expert William McGovern.
It sounds like the actual payment software was hacked with a piece of malware or some other kind of security breach in the credit card processing itself.
It's troubling to many who use plastic to make purchases.
I almost never use cash anymore. I almost use a credit card all the time, so that's scary.
Secret Service is investigating the theft, which could have gone on at Target for a couple of weeks. Security expert Michael Sutton's advice, if you think your card was hacked,
change passwords, cancel credit cards, and work with your bank to make sure that you're appropriately protected thereafter.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 at WCHL. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Chapel Hill-based Community First Financial Corporation, parent of Harrington Bank, is being bought out by BNC Bank Corp. In a $22.5 million deal, Larry Lozer, president and CEO of Harrington Bank, spoke to WCHL's Rand Northam in the studio yesterday following the announcement.
Harrington Bank will become part of a much larger organization. They're over 15 times our size with well over 15 times our resources. And that's really what's driving this merger.
BNC Bancorp is also acquiring Albemarle-based South Street Financial Corp, a parent of Home Savings Bank, for $23 million. Based out of High Point, BNC Bancorp is the parent company of Bank of North Carolina.
It will be a good thing for everyone involved. It will be good for our customers because our organization will be much larger and have greater resources, more products. For instance, Bank of North Carolina offers some services that we do not. They offer trust services and brokerage and insurance.
The deals are expected to close in the second quarter of 2014. BNC will inherit 7 additional branches as part of the transactions. As far as Larry Lozer's role with the company when the merger is finalized, he offered this.
I'm hoping that there will be a role in the combined organization that will be attractive both from my point of view and theirs. That will be one of many questions that gets answered over the course of 2014.
Harrington Bank has about $228 million in assets in Chapel Hill with 3 branches. A record 2.8 million North Carolinians will travel 50 miles or more for the Christmas and New Year's holiday, according to AAA Carolinas. Angela Daly of AAA says that's an increase of 48,500 total travelers compared to last year.
Well, the increase is actually only about 1.7%, so it's not a significant increase. But we have seen very slow and steady increases since the recession. With Christmas and New Year's holiday, we never really saw a huge drop-off due to the recession.
Daly says that more than 90% of those travelers plan to drive to their destination. And good news for everyone, gas prices haven't gone up. North Carolina gas prices currently average $3.23 a gallon, the same price as a year ago. Motorists can find the cheapest gasoline in North Carolina in High Point at $3.18 a gallon and the most expensive gas in the state in Boone at $3.30 a gallon. South Carolina offers lower prices with $3.07 a gallon, Tennessee with $3.06, Virginia with $3.15 a gallon, and Georgia with $3.17 a gallon.
I do think that with the improving economy, people are less concerned about what they're paying at the pump. And for the majority of this year, we've been paying less than we were on the same calendar date a year ago.
The 12-day Christmas and New Year's travel holiday is defined as Saturday, December 21st through Wednesday, January 1st, which is one day longer than the travel period last year. The year-end holiday ranges from 10 to 13 days, and volume often increases relative to length. Companies that produce antibacterial soaps and body washes have 1 year to prove that their products are more effective than plain soap and water in preventing illness and the spread of infection. The Food and Drug Administration announced on Monday this week. Resident science expert Jeff Danner says this half-hearted measure does not address the real problem with the antibacterial soap, suggesting that the product should be banned by the FDA. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
What the FDA is doing is they're looking at the soaps, so they're looking at them for the wrong issue. The real question is whether we should be using soap that has antibiotics in it at all.
Danner explains that for the most part, the outer layer of our skin is not harmed by bacteria. The goal of an antibacterial soap is to remove or kill the bacteria before it enters the body. Plain soap will wash away germs, Danner says, accomplishing the goal of cleansing the skin without the need of antibacterial agents.
You know, as we learn more and more about the problems of having lots of antibiotics out there in the world, teaching the bacteria to become stronger and to evolve their defenses, we just simply don't need to be doing that as we're washing our hands.
Hand sanitizer is also effective at cleaning your hands because it contains the active ingredient of alcohol. Danner says that if a bacterium is immersed in alcohol, the cell membrane will dissolve, causing it to fall apart. Additionally, future generations of bacteria can't adapt to the alcohol the way it can to antibacterial agents in soap. Mouthwashes are also alcohol-based and kill bacteria in the same way.
So people are afraid of bacteria, so it's a really good marketing tool for these people to put antibacterial on there because people think, oh, this is good. I'll be safe. My home will be clean. My children will be safe. But, you know, a good old Dial soap or just hand sanitizer with the alcohol in it will work as well or better.
Antibacterial soaps, sometimes called antimicrobial or antiseptic soaps, contain chemical ingredients that plain soaps do not. A large number of liquid soaps labeled antibacterial contain triclosan, an ingredient over which many environmental and industry groups have raised concerns. Laboratory studies have raised the possibility that triclosan contributes to making bacteria resistant to antibiotics, according to the FDA. Such resistance can have a significant impact on the effectiveness of medical treatments. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And in news around town this morning for the 12th consecutive year, Hillsborough residents and authors will transform into a cast of characters as they perform Dickens' A Christmas Carol. The play will be performed at St. Matthew's Episcopal Church on St. Mary's Road at 7:30 p.m. December 19th and 5 p.m. December 21st. That, of course, is tonight and on Saturday afternoon. Following each performance will be a reception where patrons can meet the performers and the musicians. Tickets are $15 and are available at several places, including Burwell School Historic Site, and the Hillsborough Visitor Center. If you'd like more information, you can view this news around town story on our website at chapelborough.com. WCHL News Time, 6:38. Coming up, Bruce Curran has a few things to talk about in regards to Carolina basketball. Almost painful to talk about this morning in case you're waking up late and didn't catch the end of the game last night. Carolina's loss last night to Texas was really painful. 86-83, final score. Tar Heels atrocious at the free throw line last night, and that was really the difference. And Coach Roy Williams not happy. He has the guys practicing starting at 5 o'clock this morning. That's what he said last night right after the game. Carolina women won last night. Good win over number 10 ranked South Carolina, but bad news for the guys. And Bruce Curran's going to talk about that in the commentary. Also, you will hear Inside Carolina Basketball on WCHL.
Locally owned and serving the community, F&F Automotive has been the area's best-kept secret for over 50 years.
Conveniently located at 107 West Weaver Street in Carrboro, F&F Automotive has a newly renovated shop with state-of-the-art equipment, is an official North Carolina inspection station, and our friendly staff of ASE-certified technicians offers a full service of routine maintenance and advanced repair needs for all makes and models.
Fast, friendly, affordable, convenient, and local.
Teacher and student discounts available. Stop by and see us or visit fnfauto.com today to learn more.
At the UPS Store, we deliver holiday happiness with our pack and ship guarantee. All you have to do is drop off your gift items, and our certified packing experts will assure your gift items are expertly packed and shipped. For your peace of mind, our pack and ship guarantee means if your item is damaged or lost, you can be reimbursed. To learn more about our pack and ship guarantee, visit theupsstore.com. We'll stop by the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays. But not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal. Like zero down and just $269 a month on a 2014 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point. Now with service on Sundays.
Good morning, it is 640 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Bruce Curran. It's pretty clear that Roy Williams' three favorite movies right now must be Sybil, Three Faces of Eve, and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. HIPAA regulations preclude me from talking publicly about the heel's current medical condition, but it seems pretty obvious that somebody is intermittently slipping Prozac and lithium into their Gatorade. Correct me if I sound crazy, but how can you play the number one team in the country at their house with two potential starters on the bench, shoot 18% from the arc, and then beat them by double digits? If I had advice for Roy, it would be this. Roy, get all those cupcakes off your schedule in December. They're killing you. Just play teams in the top 15 and you're home free. Just think of the strength of schedule rating the Tar Heels would have if they had not had the misfortune to play Belmont and UAB. The computers would already have them in the Final Four. Their ridiculous behavior in the last 6 weeks might get them there anyway if they can avoid playing anybody ranked lower than 56th in the country. How are they winning? It perplexes me just about as much as it does the national pundits. When I watch the Heels play, I think of a slight variation of one of my favorite quotes from St. Luke 12:27. See the Tar Heels. How do they play the perimeter? They defend not, neither do they shoot. As an example, in the four games they played after Belmont, they made only one more three than Belmont made in that one game. Oh, and in that stretch, they managed to beat the number one and number three teams in the country. Go figure. And now they've taken out Kentucky, the king of the one and dones. The spread on Carolina and Vegas must look like a variable rate mortgage right now. The other serious problem this stretch has been free throws. Carolina missed more foul shots in the Belmont game alone than Rick Barry, Calvin Murphy, and Pete Maravich did in their careers. Let's hope the Heels continue this run of inscrutable upsets and don't have a lapse back into one of those other personalities. But if that does happen in this wacky season, Roy may want to echo Southern Cal's John McKay, who after a particularly egregious loss was asked what he thought of his team's execution. He said, "I'm in favor of it." This is Bruce Curran.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And just to be clear about it, Bruce Curran recorded that commentary before last night's loss to Texas, and last night's loss to Texas made Roy Williams so unhappy that he's got the guys practicing starting at 5 a.m. today. And the main problem last night with Carolina, there were several problems, but the main problem was the inability to hit free throws, so... You know, that's just exactly what he talked about. 643 at WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Following an exciting win against Kentucky on Saturday night, Carolina Basketball came out flat and never looked sharp against Texas in the Smith Center on Wednesday evening, which resulted in a frustrating 86-83 loss to the Longhorns. Texas had a 21-12 advantage in second chance points, and the Tar Heels shot just 24 of 47 from the free throw line.
Not very pleased with our intensity, with our effort, with our concentration. I thought it was just ridiculous in the first half. Second half, we tried harder. You got to be tough enough to step up and make shots. You got to be tough enough. I'm tired of talking about free throws. You got to be tough enough to step up and make that gum thing or go play soccer, and that's, I don't tell Hanson I'm not trying to bag on his sport kind of thing, but God almighty.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, "We're with you no matter what." At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Leslie McDonald was deemed eligible to play for the first time this season just hours before the Texas game and responded with 15 points, including four made three-pointers.
Leslie, I was pleased with what he did, you know, but he hadn't had enough practice. I'm going to play there at the end, and Marcus coming off a double screen, and Leslie drove it to the other side, away from him. So it's, you know, he just needs to have more practice time with the first group.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Not a very happy coach this morning, that's for sure. 646 at WCHL. Coming up next, we will take a look at your traffic and weather together.
This is Stephen Lair with Home Instead Senior Care. If your aging parents are as independent as mine, then they'd never admit needing help. But a holiday visit provides you a chance to put eyes on the situation. One warning sign to look for is weight loss. Weight loss among seniors could be an indicator of a number of things, from depression to changes in taste buds to sometimes even more dangerous conditions. Despite reassurances over the phone, if you show up for Christmas dinner to find that mom has lost 10 pounds, something could be amiss. For more information, go to homeinstead.com, where to us, it's personal.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
All right, you know that music, then that's what it means. It means traffic, and traffic is brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch today and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Rachel Nash has graced us with her presence this morning. Rand Northam is out, and we got the best substitute of all, Rachel Nash. How you
good
doing?
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good to see you. I'm still smarting from that game last night.
I know. We're all trying to shake that off.
Yeah. Women won last night.
That's good. They won down in Myrtle Beach.
Big win over the 10th ranked team in the country. So, you know, that's great news.
There's
for them.
There's a silver lining right there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I'm going to focus on that this morning. And Leslie McDonald's back, and he provided a big lift last night.
Back again.
4 3-pointers. Don't know about PJ, in case you're wondering.
Free PJ.
Yeah. What's happening? What's happening with traffic?
Watch out for a crash on the shoulder of I-40 westbound at I-540. Looks like that's starting to cause a little bit of backup, but elsewhere, nothing to report. 15501. I don't know where I was going with that one.
You can shorten the name of the road, I guess.
I'm just making up road names. Point is, everything else looks clear. But if you do see anything else throughout your morning commute, you can give me a call in the newsroom at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
I see what you did there. Thank you.
Thank you. I won't make up road names from here on out.
That's all right. Thanks. I need a little humor this morning. Thank you. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by FastMed Urgent Care, doctor's office closed, illness and injuries, don't take a vacation, neither does FastMed. They're on Franklin Street, East Franklin Street, next to the Sienna Hotel, open 365 days a year. FastMed Urgent Care has you covered from A to X-ray. And it is really going to be a nice day. Sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, night is cool, mostly clear, with the lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies, high in the middle 60s, for the most part, really pleasant day. Some strong winds kicking up in the afternoon. Friday night, not as cool, partly cloudy, with the lows in the upper 40s. More clouds after midnight. Saturday, a cloudy day, high in the low 70s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain after midnight, overnight low 58. And then on Sunday, cloudy all day with the 30% chance of rain and a high in the middle 70s, maybe even a thunderstorm. And on Sunday night, rain more likely, 60% chance of it with the lows in the middle 50s. And on Monday, big chance of rain too. So the end of the weekend, not so nice. Between now and then, actually kind of mild weather. 650 at WCHL. And time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Anxious to find out who is celebrating a birthday today. Got a whole bunch of them to tell you about. Country singer Little Jimmy Dickens is 93. Once did a song called Sleeping at the Foot of the Bed. Talking about growing up in a big family in a small house. And it's kind of interesting. Little Jimmy Dickens, 93. Actor Cicely Tyson is 79 years old today. Maurice White, the leader of Earth, Wind, and Fire, turned 72. Let's see here. Actress Elaine Joyce is 70 today. Actor Tim Reed is 69. You know who that guy is. Venus on WKRP in Cincinnati. Love that guy. Tim Reed, 69 years old today. Singer Janie Fricke, 66. Jazz musician Lenny White, 64. Actress Jennifer Beals, Flashdance, 50 years old today. Actor Scott Cohen is 49. Actor Robert McNaughton is 47. Magician Chris Angel is 46 years old today. Actress Christy Swanson turns 44. Model Tyson Beckford is 43. Actress Amy Locane, 42. Actress Alyssa Milano, 41 years old today. Actor Jake Gyllenhaal is 33. And rapper Lady Sovereign is 28 years old today. And local celebrity celebrating a birthday today. Art Warner, former Chapel Hill Town Council member, has a birthday. So does Branson Page. Happy birthday, Branson. David Andrews, Carborough. Happy birthday, David. And Yvonne Knutson has a birthday today. My goodness, I'm not sure what the numbers are on any of those folks, but they all are much more youthful than their age would indicate. And our birthday winner today is Carol Belinsky. Carol Belinsky, happy birthday, dear. Always good to talk about you. And we're going to get you a $10 gift certificate from the UPS Store, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Hope it's a really great birthday celebration for you. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ron Sutz, and Freddie Cogger has just walked into the room.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And, you know, we're getting down to that home stretch for Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm kind of in the spirit now.
Yeah, because in part you're racing about to, you know, get the tree, get the ornaments, get the decorations, get the Christmas card, get the holiday cards out.
That's kind of stressful, you know, to do
all
that.
There's the ring of social gatherings, which are so much fun. And then all of a sudden you hit this period where, you know, you get almost through with the shopping and you just kind of settle in and find a lower gear and hopefully try to enjoy the holiday and understand its purpose. And
then you kind of stress out and wonder, is there something I forgot? You know,
And it shouldn't be. That's why we love Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Because you ain't got to do nothing but eat. And watch football.
Well, you know, and be with people that that you care about.
You got it.
Not that you're not going to be with people that you don't care about, but it's not.
Hand me the shovel. Let me dig my way out too.
Well, folks, we are up until Christmas Day. Actually, up to Christmas Eve, we're going to be doing tunes.
Okay.
More of them are probably contemporary, popish, and with the exception of maybe the last couple as we get a little closer to Christmas.
Okay.
So Ron's going to be playing tunes, and we want you to call in with names of Christmas seasonal tunes.
Yeah, sort of rock and roll Christmas quiz.
Yeah.
What you got today?
Let's see. Yeah, the tune Ron's about to play was first introduced by Judy Garland. In the 1944 movie, Meet Me in St. Louis.
Okay.
Name it. Ron, here's the single. It's obviously not a Christmas-like movie, so maybe a little surprise here. This may not be by Judy Garland, but it was first introduced by her in the 1944 movie. Mm-hmm. Call us at 919-929-WCHL with the name of this pop seasonal tune.
All right, here we go.
And this is one that you warned me about last night, where I had to start it in the middle instead of at the very beginning, because if I did it at the very beginning, it would totally give it away. So here we go. Listen up. Listen very carefully, everybody.
Troubles will be miles away.
That's easy.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
Okay, what's the name of that song right there? What is the name of the song? You don't even have to know the artist. Pretty obvious it's Frank Sinatra. But what is the name of the song? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Justin Simmons is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Justin works with the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce and also is very involved with the downtown church, Love Chapel Hill. Here's Kristen Smith of the Chamber.
Justin Simmons runs our command center and keeps the trains running on time here at the Chamber of Commerce. He is the face of the chamber. When relocator or member walks in, they're greeted by his smile and his helpful nature. He's always happy to lend a hand, definitely has a heart of gold, and is always willing to take very seriously welcoming new people to this community.
Justin has made a big impact in our community since he moved here 5 years ago.
He is member relations specialist and assistant to the president. Not only does he keep track of Aaron's schedule, but also answers the phone, makes sure we have everything that we need as far as maps, relocation guides, but also just answers people's questions, handles walk-in traffic, people who use our conference room.
I'm still stuck on the incredible challenge it must be to keep up with Aaron Nelson's schedule.
Both you and I know that that's a tough road to hoe, but he does it all with grace, and that really is a word that embodies him.
What kind of a guy is he to be around?
Always smiling, always has a good attitude, a great sense of humor, and is always willing to help. If you're feeling down or you're struggling with something, his other job comes into play. He is co-pastor at Love Chapel Hill, which is a non-denominational church that meets at Varsity Theater on Franklin Street. Love Chapel Hill is a vibrant church that serves everyone from the UNC students to the homeless on the street. They just finished up with Christmas at the Cradle. They hosted a lot of local bluegrass bands to raise money for Table, an organization that feeds hungry children. They also have a project called Strangely Warmed, where they go out on the street to find people that need extra coats and mittens and scarves and hats, and he brings donated clothes straight to the folks on Franklin Street. And I think they also bring some hot chocolate. It's a great project that Love Chapel Hill does.
So Justin Simmons really makes his impact felt everywhere.
Absolutely, all throughout Chapel Hill. The church's tagline is, "Our name is our mission." So Justin takes very seriously his role as pastor and his role at the chamber to Love Chapel Hill. That's why I have a lot of admiration for him.
Justin and his wife Janine continue to serve on the leadership team at Love Chapel Hill and are grateful to make their home here with their two beautiful daughters, Riley and Avery. Justin Simmons, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 658 at WCHL. Freddie, great question this morning. And I think everybody in Chapel Hill has called me and told me the name of the song. Everybody knows.
Faithful friend.
This is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, first popularized by Judy Garland. Frank Sinatra, perhaps the most well-known version of the song, but just about everybody has done it.
Through the years, we all will be together.
It's one of the very best holiday tunes.
If
our winner today, Perry Smith of Chapel Hill, called in, and he will get the Swap Trivia Prize and also get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And we'll have another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning. It's half off. Custom specialty rug cleaning available now. Choose between $200 worth of cleaning a specialty rug, such as Turkish, Oriental, or Persian, for only $100, or $500 worth of specialty rug cleaning for only $250. When it comes to cleaning specialty rugs, you want to be sure that a true expert is taking care of it. It's half off from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
34 degrees this morning, sunshine. High today in the upper 50s. Tonight, not as cool. Clear skies, lows in the upper 30s. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of about 65. Going to be windy tomorrow afternoon and rain late in the weekend.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Here's the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Attention, Target shoppers. Someone may have your credit or debit card information.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
That's pretty scary.
A short time ago, Target confirmed that 40 million accounts may have been compromised between the day before Thanksgiving and last Sunday. Wall Street Journal reporter Robin Seidel.
The thieves installed some kind of malicious software at the point of sale.